It's Friday, March 16th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The church in Vietnam has grown tenfold since 1975, despite communist restrictions, as the evangelical population has increased from 160,000 to 1.7 million, according to Operation World. While Christians have been experiencing more freedom in the cities, much of the persecution happens in remote provinces among ethnic minorities. Authorities have imprisoned and tortured pastors, confiscated Christian property, and broken up church meetings. Jesus declared in Matthew 16:18, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." International leaders from the United States, France, and Germany joined the UK this week in accusing Russia of utilizing a nerve agent to attack a former Russian spy this month in southern England. Britain Prime Minister Theresa May announced Wednesday that 23 Russian diplomats would be expelled from the country after the nerve agent attack. Russia has denied involvement. As we approach the April 4th 50th anniversary of the earthly departure of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., The Worldview spoke with Alveda King, his niece, about the need for us to seek after the biblical truths which he taught.
My uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., once said we must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. He and my father, Reverend A.D. King, fought for civil rights. Today, on the political arena, and even from the womb to the tomb, the little babies in the womb, all the way to the sick, the elderly, the poor, we must resolve our differences, not fight as what we call liberals and conservatives, Republicans and Democrats, and Tea Party and Independents. We must come together and solve our differences reasonably, as if we really can be brothers and sisters.
Alveda King pointed to a scripture that encapsulated Dr. King's vision.
The Bible says in Acts 17:26, God created all people of one blood. And if we're one blood, that means we're not separate races, and we should not be dividing by political parties.